All right, welcome to the Gunner Heat PC patron Q&A for the month of October 2024. October, that's spooky month.
Yep, very spooky today. I have a mask on.
Oh man.
You can't see it, but it's like a bird face.
Are you sure that's not just... Anyway,
so... Are you saying I have a big nose? What were you about to say with that?
I haven't said anything.
That's right.
We are not here to talk about Halloween themed stuff for GHPC because we are far too busy for that right now.
Oh my god, yeah.
The main thing that you guys probably have already noticed is that we gave a test build to MBT tier at the beginning of the weekend. And people have been posting screenshots from that. So inventory is happening.
Once we get enough
issues worked out, it'll be released. What's up?
I have not been around all weekend. I was traveling. But now that I'm back, I want to hear your unbiased take on the test build. Perfect or the most perfect?
We've got a list of perfections to address on Monday for sure.
Interesting. Okay.
But people seem to be enjoying the fact that it is here.
Nice.
Anyway, as this usually goes, if you request to speak in the Discord stage, we will get you in here in first come, first serve order, and you can ask or say whatever you want within reason.
Yes, if you ask for a spooky story, one of us is obliged to tell it. So, yes. Just putting that out there. I mean, I said as much in one of the blurbs announcing it, so. Obliged, you say? Yeah, I said it. What's been, I guess I'll get a question in first. With the test build, what's been something that people have been really excited about, and then what's been something that has just kind of thrown them for a loop?
People are definitely excited to see infantry in action in the first place. I think there's kind of a cool factor to it. And then there's some specific stuff about how they work right now and the list of bugs that is challenging. I don't know. They're all written down, so I'm not going to go into it too much.
It is a list of things that I am both excited and fearful to look into. Because I know that Jaden is one of our... Unique Wisher. He's one of the coders who's been working with us. He has been doing a bang-up job getting features and fixes out left and right. So I want to see what in particular has kind of thrown us for a loop. And I'm just happy in general that we're getting a lot more feedback outside the team. I think that's good.
Yep. Yes, definitely. It's a step in the right direction because we hadn't even released anything publicly until this test build. So
I think I put a picture of a guy in an M113 gun sight.
Well, yeah, we've done little tiny teasers. I mean, like,
little snippets.
This is the first hands-on, so
yeah,
we're getting toward the later phases of it.
Thank God.
Yeah, finally. It's taken quite a while. It's been a long time coming, even if you don't count the parallel development that happened while we were releasing other things, too.
Mm-hmm. M47 Dragon.
How's it going?
You have a question. It's going okay. I feel relaxed. I feel okay. I don't have socks on, but my feet are okay. We're cool.
We're together in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Josh.
My question is, has anything regarding the infantry test build, have things kind of gone as you expected? Has the reaction been more or less as you expected? The gameplay been more or less as you expected? And if not, you know, what hasn't gone to plan or as you would have expected?
It's been pretty much exactly what I thought, because most of the bugs that have been reported, we had already noticed in our internal testing, and it was just kind of a matter of, well, we want to see if there's anything we're missing, so we'll just put out a test build anyway. But yeah, overall, it's been pretty much in line with what I thought. I wasn't sure if people were going to enjoy them just being around as much as they did, which I'm glad that the reaction's been pretty positive, because I think with unseen features, there's sometimes a tendency to hype them up to the maximum possible degree of what they could be. Like, oh man, the infantry are going to be so smart, and they're going to do this and this and this, and it's going to completely change everything. And then, I mean, it changes some stuff. The missions with them are noticeably different in tone, but it's not like a paradigm shift, you know? They're not like sneaking up on you or like talking or something. But yeah,
Right.
it's been pretty nice. I think people have
Yeah,
liked it. It's been about what I thought.
I've enjoyed playing with them. I didn't get to play yesterday, but I played a lot on no, I guess I played yesterday, but I've enjoyed it a lot. There's it's just kind of cool, like you said, having them around. It adds more than I would have expected to just the general like ambiance of combat, just having infantry there and lots of machine gun fire, rifle shots. It's a pretty big addition to the atmosphere, if nothing else. And there is more than that, obviously. But
Yeah.
yeah, I do think it definitely makes the ammo situation a bit more prescient because you spend a lot of rounds shooting at those guys.
Yeah, especially if they're entrenched and you get frustrated trying to hit them with machine gun and you start using main gun rounds. They only last so long. I mean, this sometimes happens on long missions, but with the infantry, I suddenly find myself really wanting more heat rounds than I have, which is not something you usually see in a GHPC scenario.
Have you put any thought at all in? I know you've probably put a lot of thought into it in the past, but has there been any kind of reevaluation of something like either in mission, like ammo reloading, or even like terrain, small scale terrain deformation, like destroying those little dirt berms in front of the foxholes that would make it easier to, kill the guys inside?
No, it's the ammo reloading goes against our design of being like the immediate contact thing and not having the big lulls for resupply. But also the as far as being able to destroy those positions, there's plenty of indirect fire available. You can maneuver, like there's always ways. It's going to be mostly a matter of adapting, I think, and not just handing every possible tool to the player, like, oh, no, you can deal with this without thinking about it.
Got it.
We actually we talked about that a little internally more recently. Kevin was bringing up an idea of like, what if the trucks had ammo on them, and then you would just be able to either roll around, deploy the ammo somewhere, or something to that effect. And the thing that sidelined the conversation was, all right, is that just going to be someone parks on a berm or something, posts their ammo, and then just constantly reloads themselves like Battlefield or something? Is there going to need to be a timing system to that? Well, there's already timing in passing around loads in the ready rack system. What's that going to look like? What's that going to animate? As we chatted about it, it's like, it's all like, yeah, if we really wanted to, it's totally doable. But then there's a ton of additional annoying work to go along with that to make it feasible and realistic. So it's just like, put it aside. I don't know if we'll ever do that, but it's an idea.
Right. Well, yeah, that's you guys definitely have a pretty good start to the infantry thing, I think. So good job.
Thanks. Have you tried running one over yet?
So I remember that how that conversation went. I think it was Harry that was talking about how it would definitely not ever be possible, or well, you didn't plan on making it possible to run guys over. And so when I was playing yesterday or Friday, I was supporting my infantry, and one of my guys ran in front of me, and I'm like, oh, I can just go right through him, and well, nope. So far the only track kill I've got is on a friendly.
Yeah, I think the
Sounds about
precise
right.
thing that was said was if you're intending to try to run people over, you're going to be disappointed, which a lot of people read into really heavily to mean that we were going to make them like ghosts that you can't run over because woke or something. And what it actually means is they're just going to try to self-preserve.
I'll admit, I did think that that is literally what you were going to do. That is how I read into it. So I'm
Yeah.
like, yeah, I'll just run into this guy. He wasn't obviously looking at me, or he was just kind of
Yeah.
running. And I'm like, oh well, that
Yep.
sucks. It was kind of funny how he ragdolled. So I do. That is one thing. I love the animations you have for the ragdolling and just kind of generally how they react when they get hit. I think it looks very good.
Oh,
Thank
I'm
you.
glad. It's pretty hard to tune, especially if
Oh,
you have a
yeah.
game with no character animation, and then suddenly you introduce character animation, you have to get good at it very quickly.
Yeah, for real.
Who
Or.
is the one that does most of that?
So we have a specific guy that does the actual animations, like the reloads and the aiming and that sort of thing. We have a technical animator who does the code that controls how the animations interact, because we have a couple more layers on top of the basic animation system that the engine uses. And then we have programmers that are responsible for curating things like the ragdoll system on top of that. So there's been at least three people, I think at least four actually, touching troop animations.
Okay, cool. One last question. Does the RPG in game have a minimum arming distance?
I don't actually remember.
Yeah. I only say that because I, while testing out kind of the infantry tank interactions, I drove up to one of the RPG guys. I think it was 4.5 meters, I want to say, and he shot the tank and it detonated and he got me, but he also got himself, which is
Yeah,
kind of
that
funny.
makes sense.
Okay.
I know we gave them a maximum aiming range for launchers, depending on the weapon. We didn't give them a minimum, or w
All
if we
right.
did, it's been not working clearly.
Brave Soviet infantryman sacrifices himself for the
That
motherland. I
man
love
died
that.
for the cause, all right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
All
So
right.
I hope you knelt when you realized that.
I had a reaction.
Good.
I took a screenshot of it too, so.
Yeah, that's what I thought. All
Nice. Okay. Thanks, guys.
right,
Thank
thank you.
you. Ideally, you wouldn't get so close to them that they'd be like, all right, fuck you. I'm gonna rocket you and then kill myself. But I mean, it can happen. I still have yet to play, personally, I haven't played all of the missions that we are intending to release. I've mostly just focused on the one when I was doing a lot of my testing. You've played them all now, right?
I spent Friday like making builds, playing all the missions, going, ah, fucking Christ, and then trying to tweak something and making a new build, playing missions, ah, fucking hell, tweak something, play the mission. Finally, it was at a point where it wasn't like broken, and I put it out.
I glanced at that Friday as you guys were doing the back and forth on builds. I was a little surprised on some of the build only issues that cropped up.
Yeah, me too. But
Oh
that's how it
yeah.
goes.
I blame your brother.
True. I see people asking questions in chat, and that is not the point of this game.
Never is.
You gotta be on audio so that it gets usefully recorded and preserved for posterity.
For generations, for time immemorial. I do not feel like talking. Well, you know what? Arc Firefox feels like talking.
That's right.
Hello, good
Hello.
time zone. Yes, I had a question. I know infantry is just being implemented, but I was curious of what kind of if bleh, I can't talk today, I'm tired. I was curious if you guys had any other plans for different kinds of infantry units, like machine gunners and things like that.
Yeah, I think so. Have we posted? We've posted weapons before, the
Yeah.
models. Yeah, there's a
Different
whole
weapon
bunch
setups.
of, yeah, there's a bunch of stuff that's not in currently, like guys with belt-fed weapons or like the squad machine gunner, RPK, that sort of thing. So I think it's pretty safe to say we're gonna try to put that in. It's just not coming for the first round.
Yeah, we've got a few. Well, we've had discussions internally about, like, all right, people were asking why the crew is crew and will the crew be infantry if they, like, get out of the vehicle and stuff like that. And for the most part, crew is crew. They're doing their thing, they're specialized. Infantry are their own setup. And when it comes to different equipment that they might have, that's stuff that we're still talking about. But for the most part, it might come down to one infantry guy is this specialized role, another is this specialized role. If they drop their kit, someone else isn't just going to pick that up and be like, cool, now I've got all the things. They're going to be, you know, useful for their own context.
Yep.
How's the new shooter looter build going? Jesus.
Honestly, with the amount of tech that we've developed in the game to support infantry, we probably could have made a shooter.
It would have been done by now.
Yeah,
Could have
actually.
finished the game 2 years ago.
If it
I
was.
don't know, it would have been popular, or, you know, it would have been like, it would have made enough cash for us to keep working at it. But, yeah.
We could
It's
have made
definitely a
the
complex game.
terrains a lot smaller for one thing, which would solve a lot of other problems at once.
Oh, yeah. GHPC, just, it's like a Call of Duty mod.
It's a first person shooter, but you can watch a really realistic tank engagement happen off to the side somewhere.
Oh, yeah. You're just in a room. You like monitoring it from a drone or something.
Yep. So I hope that answered your question.
Yeah, anything
Yeah,
else?
I do have one other question, though. Leading up to that question, I love the atmosphere that the infantry creates because the sounds has been added to the overall gameplay, so you can hear the battles going on around you. What is your guys' favorite thing that infantry provides the game?
For my part, I really enjoy the fact that there are new ways to kill the player's tanks. Just, I don't know, RPG shots are really cool when they land. And even when they don't land, I was testing Obscene Odyssey on a Discord stream before the test build came out, and I rolled up to the first position, which now has American troops with the M113s, and I got lawed, and the law skipped off my armor. And it made a really cool sound and also surprised me. So it was just like I had taken out the armor at that position. I was rolling up like, yeah, I'm the big bad BMP and I'm just here to clean up. And I got pew, like hit by something. And it was just like, oh, all right, there's clearly still danger here that I haven't spotted because they're hiding in holes. So it's a completely different dynamic and a new layer of stuff to encounter. I think that's cool.
Yeah. Right now I like the fact that it adds another depth, another dimension of, all right, I gotta be mindful of what could be around this ridge, not just like from a vehicle standpoint or an emplaced rocket or something, but just troops that could light me up. But I also have to be mindful right now of our troops kind of going to certain areas because, and I won't spoil things like down the line or anything, but like that's also going to be something important to keep an eye on. Your APCs are not just going to be like, "All right, I deployed them. We're done. Go home." You're gonna have to be like considering the facets going forward of like when is a good time to like get into position, when is a good time to deploy,
Oh,
because
yeah.
the mission designers aren't always going to be giving you like tips and hints like some t you know waypoints and stuff like that. And yeah, I look forward to that.
There's something that reminds me, when I was playing Native Narrative, which is one of the other ones that's been updated with troops so far, it just having them in there and having a real assault take place, not just like a notional infantry assault from the M113s rolling in, it completely recontextualized the mission because I was super engaged all of a sudden in making sure that I was taking out the heavy machine guns on the BTRs in town so that my guys wouldn't get mowed down while they were running. And while that was happening, I started getting ambushed from the side. You know, that mission has the possible ambush from the tanks in different locations. I didn't even see it because usually you hear a couple of guns going off and you're like, oh, there's the tanks, and you go and fight them. This time I was shooting constantly. I had indirect coming down somewhere. I was shooting at BTRs. There was machine guns going off. I was trying to get guys that were like popping up and down behind sandbags. And in the meantime, all of my tanks and my platoon got shot from the flank by T-72s and killed. And I had no clue. And that mission would never have played out like that with just vehicles. It's completely different now.
Nice.
Yeah, I definitely noticed that in that mission. If you don't take care of your infantry, you can lose the mission if they get wiped out, even if your vehicles are fine.
I wasn't sure if Kevin had made that change, but that's cool. Yeah, that's the way a lot of them will probably go.
Finally, a challenge for me.
Because we've been saying for a long time that infantry will matter quite a bit in the final version of GHPC, and if there's an infantry assault, you better make sure the infantry succeed in their assault. That's your entire purpose in that mission. It's cool that we're actually starting to be able to try that now.
I think that alone will push people to be a little less precious with trying to keep their platoon or their group of tanks like just out of reach. They're gonna have to take more risks.
Just out of reach, and also like trying to lone wolf enemy armor in far-flung
Right.
parts of the map.
Halt my group. I'm going in alone and I'm gonna do the whole thing and then treat my entire platoon as like extra lives or something.
Extra lives, extra ammo. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should be interesting to see how it changes things. All
Let's
right.
see. The last question I have. Oh, sorry, you go ahead.
Nope, I was about to ask you if you had another question.
Oh, okay. Yep. I have one more. Let's see. How hard is it to implement the infantry into any current missions or new missions that you guys have
Yes.
planned?
It's
Yes.
tedious. It's not
Tedious,
hard.
yeah.
It is a lot of work because they also need manual guidance on where to go and what to do. So you're doing the same amount of setup as if you were adding a bunch of extra vehicles to the mission. And sometimes even more because you'll need to change the existing events that govern the mission, like in Native Narrative, adding the fail condition for troops being killed and all that stuff. There might be alert messages or things like that that could be rephrased because there's troops now. You know, there's a lot of stuff. I would say it's like doing a big chunk of the mission over again, or like additional on top of what it's already there. So it's not a quick process. It's
Yeah.
not a hard process, I say, having never done it. But to my understanding, it's not a hard process. It just takes a long time.
To give some context to that, Kevin, we asked Kevin maybe about a month and a half ago to start looking at candidates of existing missions where infantry could not fit easily, but would fit most logically. Like, what would be the best candidates? And we wanted to give him enough heads up time as we were working in parallel on infantry to decide, like, okay, what are the triggers that I'd have to move? What are the ideas that I'd have to implement? And do I have them? So then he can come back to us and say, hey, I'm gonna need what's something that he asked about
One thing
Josh
that he wanted
recently.
was a squad casualties trigger,
Yeah,
which
yeah.
currently or previously the unit's lost detection only worked for vehicles, so he wanted custom new event stuff for that. So there was a whole list of things that he did for that.
But we wanted to give him enough lead time to basically say, hey, if I ask for this, is it going to throw you guys off from a coding standpoint? And I'm like, nope, get it in. If you think it's needed, we'll get it to you.
Yeah, and this is
So.
kind of a parallel process. So it wasn't even able to operate at maximum efficiency. Like, he didn't spend a month and a half just making updates to old
Yeah.
missions, or else we'd have a lot more of them. He would make test scenarios and then say, okay, this is never going to work unless I have a way to detect that all the M113s have lost their weapons. They can no longer fight. I need a trigger for units can't shoot. Okay, cool. We'll make that for you. All right. This is gonna work much better, but I need a way to detect when infantry have reached the phase line. All right,
Right.
yeah, we can make that. Okay, and then going back and forth. So finally, we have a toolkit that's sufficient to do infantry scenarios, and there's only so much time to rework scenarios or make new scenarios right now. So what'll happen is we're gonna have a gradual rollout, where more and more missions over time have infantry, but for the first batch, it's pretty limited.
All right, cool. Thank you. I am greatly looking forward to all of this.
Glad to hear it.
Thanks for the support. All right, I'll pass it on to the next.
Yep. That would be Battle Doge. Microphone's muted.
If you're a battle doge, why is your profile
Ah.
picture a doge as a chef?
Ah, because it is a ratatouille
Okay. All right.
by
Go
Inu.
ahead. What's your question?
So, anyways, infantry has been pretty great so far. I have had the lovely experience of dragging forward only to see someone pop out of a trench, fire a lob at me, and then watch the round soar through the air and obviously explode the entire tank.
Nice.
Is perfectly spooky for such a month as this. I'm wondering, with the addition of infantry, will there be any changes to the fire commands, for like a fire and adjust to avoid the Gunner Quack's troops spam.
It's possible.
Okay.
Some of that stuff, I mean, we've had quite a bit of seat time in infantry scenarios, but it's been mostly focused on adding the core features of infantry. Once we have a bit of room to breathe, we'll probably look at adding some quality of life stuff or polishing up.
Yeah, it's what gets released even as infantry is not going to be the last go at it. We've already got in our project plans, like, all right, what's the next phase of this and when's that going to fit in?
Yeah, we're currently planning, I think, two additional milestones for infantry on top of the initial release.
Internal milestones.
Yeah.
Like, just to be, I just want to be clear because then someone's going to say, but on the roadmap, there's no infantry milestone or additional one, and
Yeah, this is internal planning phases, but it's all like we're being pretty deliberate about not trying to get them perfect before they're launched. Not because we think we should launch something that's incomplete, but because it just takes too long. We're getting
yeah.
them to a reasonable first iteration, and then proceeding from there, both with the improvements that we've already planned and whatever comes up from people's experience with them.
Very interesting. And then
Not related to the most recent update. I had a random thought on, like, with cast aircraft at night, to locate targets, do you think you'll ever add them dropping flares on their own? Like illumination flares?
I'm not sure. That's an interesting idea.
Is that a realistic? I'm an idiot when it comes to this stuff. Is that a realistic thing that happens overall? Open question.
I'm not super familiar with the procedures that aircraft would use to assault at night, so I don't know.
You failed me.
I'll
Battled
say
Ocean
I've
Rescue.
Yeah, I.
never heard of planes dropping illumination flares, just like evasive flares, whatever the heat tracker missile stuff.
It's a fascinating topic, but probably too big for a Q&A back and forth. So I'll leave it at that.
Yeah,
Well, cool. I guess I don't have any questions, so.
Alrighty, thanks for the question.
Yeah, thank you.
The thing about planes is the world of aircraft stuff is huge, and I am not specialized in it. I'm extremely specialized in armor. So I can look at a picture of a plane and be like, oh yeah, that's a fucking F-15. I can't tell you what block it is, but I know things on sight.
I just hear you making excuses. Yeah,
That's right. If I
I
can't tell you when the OBR 1983, no, yeah, I don't have that level of detail knowledge about planes that I do for ground vehicles. So whenever a question like this comes up, I'm like, I don't know. And then I go read a bunch of stuff and then maybe later on and say, okay, I do know.
It's certainly interesting. So, yeah. We'll see what comes of that. Who's next?
Next up, we have Savage Tactical.
You sure it's Savage Tactical and not like Savage, like a cologne or something?
Hey, how you hear me?
Good.
You're good, you're good.
Yeah, it's just Savage Tactical.
Oh, all right, fine.
I guess to kind of answer that previous question, I mean, I flew in heavies, I didn't fly fighters, but I imagine in the 80s, at least on the NATO side, we were already having low light television and stuff like that, and targeting pods. So that's probably
Okay.
what they do. I'm maybe not on the fast mover side, the fast jets. I don't think they would drop flares. What the
Gotcha.
Soviets would do, I have no idea.
What if you permit me a question, what time did you fly? Like, what time were you in service?
From 2005 to 2016, so right in the middle
Gotcha.
of the GWAT.
Got it. Today alert.
The whole era from the, I'd say the 80s to the early 2000s was a pretty big technological shift for all the branches, as far as I'm aware, but especially for optics and targeting stuff for ground and air. So it would make sense that there was a lot of transition going on to better targeting equipment. Yeah, like I said, I'm not a plane guy to that level that I could tell you the exact years and nature of those changes, so I really don't know. Well.
Roger. Well, the question I had, or really is, I haven't got the chance to play the infantry yet, but here I saw your dev stream the other day where you're running out of ammo and hearing other people. Have you guys considered maybe putting more heat, HE heavy ammo loads? Because I think, didn't the Soviets weren't like in real life, they had like half their ammo was like HE, and
Yeah.
I imagine NATO's was like that as well.
So I've tweaked their ammo loads, the ones that are in the released version of the game right now, to be slightly more heavy on anti-armor because we didn't have any soft targets to shoot at for the most part. That could be reevaluated once we've got infantry in a lot of missions. I find it really funny that after all the requests for, like, can't I just take all Sabo, we're finally going to get back to, like, I really want more HE. Can we get more HE? Because it's, you know, once we have the context for why they carried a lot of HE in real life, it suddenly changes the situation. It's cool to see it switching back around, I guess. But yeah, we'll evaluate as we see how it goes and make those decisions once we have enough information.
Right. Have you you guys considered, like, allowing the, or now starting to think about evaluating, letting the AI do their ammo switching?
Instead it's of just certainly
Sabo, and then
it's certainly on the wish list. We've definitely seen how the AI tanks, when confronted with troops outside close range, will do some interesting choices with how they spend their ammo. It's been a minute since I looked at what it would take to get them doing target-based ammo selection. Depending on how complicated it is and how much time we have, it might end up in one of those different iterations of infantry features, those milestones we were talking about. I don't know if that it would make it into the first release necessarily, because we're in the phase that we call code freeze, where we only change things to fix bugs, basically. But yeah, it's on the radar. We'll definitely be looking into ways to alleviate that.
Would it, I know you obviously you set your own tank to switch ammo. Is it, would that be more difficult just to change that code around or add that code to your AI teammates?
I mean, the code certainly exists. Right now it's coupled pretty hard to the voice system. Like, you might have noticed that it waits for the commander to actually say the words before it queues up the ammo change. So, yeah, what I was kind of alluding to, without getting into the actual details of the work, is that we'd have to assess whether that system could be made modular in a clean way without tying too many people's resources up. You know, there's always gotchas with any of these features. I just, I don't like to get into the nitty-gritty necessarily in an open forum, because there's... to describe the context around how it's set up and why it's set up that way usually takes too long.
Yeah. This is where someone would usually ask me, is this possible? And I say, anything's possible. And then I walk away.
Yeah, with enough time and resources, right?
Mm-hmm.
For real. And that could be applied to basically anything on the game. So, small team, we gotta pick where our... talents can best lie and best be utilized.
All right. Thanks, guys. I'll lit myself out.
Alrighty.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I said thank you as if I'm thanking him for leaving, and that's not really what I was going for. I feel a little shitty about that now.
No, you were thanking him for his participation. It's fine.
I was thanking him for his service.
That too.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go with that. Who's next?
It's Fritz.
Hello.
Hello.
Howdy.
The voice lines for troops, I had noticed they were mentioned, and they flow really well. Is that something you guys had to, like, record for this update, or did you guys have, like, in your back pocket for a while?
We've had that in the back pocket ever since the voice system was introduced.
I figured as much, because they just flow very nicely.
Yep. They down to the fact that... Fire Horse, God bless him, if he's panicked and he's doing a call for Sabo on troops, you might have noticed, maybe you have, it's pretty rare, but when your crew are panicked and Fire Horse is your commander and you're doing a Sabo in the tube long range troops call, sometimes he will say, fuck it, launch a Sabo at him. It's really great. That's a piece of his ad-libbing that has not gotten any exposure until now, because there's finally a reason for it to be used.
That's amazing. I haven't heard that one yet, but I'm excited for it.
Yep.
Do the helicopter, I'm not sure if this is in the game or not, do the helicopters use their guns against, like, infantry or anything like that yet?
No, they do not, and now there's suddenly a reason for me to hook that system up, so it's on my list of things to do at some point.
Excellent. I usually never let them get close enough to even try, so I just wasn't sure if that was a thing yet.
Yeah, not quite yet. I think we'll probably, as we're making new missions, eventually there will be a case where helicopters get in really close to troops, and then it'll become obvious that we need that. So I would expect that feature to arrive eventually.
Right, I guess along that line of thinking, M72s and RPGs are usable against helicopters right now, right?
Oh yeah, the infantry will target anything that they can reasonably destroy and hit, so they won't shoot their rifles at vehicles unless they're like trucks or something.
Okay.
And then they will shoot RPGs at anything that they have within the effective range, which for the RPG is mostly defined by whether you can hit. So that's like a few hundred meters at best. In the extremely rare case where a helicopter is like flying right over enemy troops, then I would expect we'll see some shots taken at them. But so far, none of the missions that are in the game with infantry have that as a possibility, as far as I'm aware.
Nice.
I've really enjoyed playing the infantry update. Really, really fun time. I love native narrative. It's amazing.
Yeah, I do too.
It's so cinematic seeing all the guys come up behind you, and you just, I put it on the cruise control and just like sit there and like look at them. It's so great.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm gonna get out of here. You guys have a nice day.
All right, you too.
Thank you.
I look forward to figuring out why Valley of Infantry didn't build in the build or didn't show up on the list, so that we can get people trying that one as well. Because that was the one that I got the most cinematic footage from in the teaser, with like the guys in the trenches shooting RPGs at tanks and stuff like that. That whole scenario is missing right now from the tester build because it's being weird and stubborn. And I looked in all the usual places that determine whether something gets included, and they're not showing anything amiss. So I was just like, whatever, I'm not going to hold this up for the whole weekend just for the one mission. But if there's another test build soon, that'll probably be in there as well. So there's another one to play with.
We can chat about it after this, and you can fill me in on a few things.
Yeah.
All right. Who's next?
Next up is Walross.
Sorry, I just had to unshrimp.
What's up?
Yep.
Been playing the test build, and one thing that really struck me was how much more fun it the idea of just being in the shitbox M113 for a mission was in I don't remember, I think the Daredevil mission, or you just start out as M113. It's surprisingly fun to just kind of be in M113, clinking away at BTRs and all that, and I find that I didn't expect the infantry update to have that effect as well, just making the other shitty, crappier vehicles much more interesting to play.
Yep, if you're in a shitbox armored vehicle, it is still an armored vehicle, and you are still the scariest thing to the troops. That's something that we've been anticipating quite a bit. I think Harry talked about it a lot internally, like it's going to recontextualize everything so that the APCs are suddenly important. And I think it does that job pretty well.
A few questions that I did have is that now that like infantry is kind of like in the hands of player, is much more kind of playable also for like internal testing, has there been any kind of like rethinking of the way that players are going to interact with them in terms of command and all that kind of stuff? Or
there are some plans that are not implemented yet, and some things that we're experimenting with. I can't give you an exact list of here's all the ways you'll be able to interact with infantry in the end. I do know that right now the only ones that we have fully implemented are get out of the vehicle and get back in.
I did notice that in like a couple of missions, but it's in Obscene Odyssey, but I don't think it's actually usable.
No, because in Obscene Odyssey, there are no troops. In fact, I should probably look into making sure those options don't show up for missions where you're not physically carrying troops. We considered having Obsidian Odyssey use packed troops as well, like in the BMPs, and then having them deploy at some point. But the flow of that mission is already so fine-tuned without a real infantry assault that it didn't really feel like it made sense.
I remember playing that mission for the first time since the infantry update, and I saw that option on the queue menu. I was like, holy shit, and charged up the BMP and tried to deploy a platoon just at like just in the little dip before the ridge where the enemy was.
Unfortunately, it's a bit of a false lead on that one. But yeah, that will be a thing in the future that you can deploy as the troop carriers in a mission, most likely, because that's the item is on the menu for a reason. It works. It's just that there's not a lot of situations for it right now. As far as what you can do in the future, we have some ideas about giving orders besides get out and get back in, especially because if you don't have those options, you have to have the mission designer anticipate everything that could happen. Like, what do you do if the player deploys the troops like 3 kilometers from the intended destination? Are they going to run the rest of the way? You know, there's a lot of things that could change. But that gets into some future overall order system stuff that we're talking about. Like, being able to see and change the tactical plan outright, not just for troops, but for everyone. So it's very likely that infantry orders will be pretty basic, and then all of a sudden, if we add more order stuff overall, they'll become much more fleshed out as a consequence of that. But I don't know when that would happen.
Thanks. I had a other kind of like more broad question that I'm not even sure you can really answer. I was just wondering, do you think, is there like a time laid out in the future where you the team can kind of like go back and flesh out and catch up on other stuff that have kind of like been not really updated in a while? Like, I know that the fire control system, you said a while ago, needed like a, not really an overhaul, but like a touch up for certain things that just weren't working.
Yeah. There's a whole list internally of stuff that we want to polish, and we've made a decision quite some time ago to focus our main effort on roadmap features, because the roadmap is how you demonstrate progress and how you get the big building blocks toward finishing the game. There will always be time and a drive, well, not always time, but there will always be a drive to improve the game and to add those little personal wish list features and fix pain points that people have. So what's probably going to happen is we're going to spend a while just knocking out roadmap features for the most part, sneaking in other improvements where we can. And then once we've rounded out that list, once we've hit everything down all the way to multiplayer, then there will be a second where we say, okay, when are we going to call it 1.0? What is left to make it acceptable for that moniker? And that's where we're going to go hard on polishing and quality of life, I think.
Right. That's all I have, but thank you for answering the questions. I will depart.
Alrighty. Thank you.
I'm glad you gave him that answer and didn't give him the real answer, and that we're just going to focus on grass.
Yeah, that's right. The roadmap is actually just a ruse. We're just doing endless terrain experimentation. Nah.
It's all... GHPC is actually a farm simulator. The tanks are secondary.
That's right. You thought the coax was for troops? Nah. There's a lot of blades of wheat. What's up, Bark Firefox?
I must say that's a pretty clever way to get us to touch grass.
Yep.
Yes, I did have a few other questions for you. With the infantry as they currently are, I noticed that they will shoot single shots to be accurate from a distance and switch to more fully automatic fire when up close. Any planned mechanics for suppressing fire?
I don't know if there's anything specifically planned for that right now, but I imagine if we implement the squad level machine gunners, we would probably want some AI tweaks to make them actually act like machine gunners, and that would probably show up at that time.
Alrighty. See, when it comes to the infantry, if their armor personnel carry gets destroyed, if there's any of the infantry still left alive, will they disembark and continue the fight? Or will they be considered knocked out with the vehicle?
Anybody who survives the vehicle being knocked out, which is not anywhere near a guarantee, currently bails out of the vehicle and tries to continue operating. I don't know if the system is still working. It was at one point, but you'll occasionally see the guys being like bloody because they're wounded. I have seen several times in testing an M113 take an RPG and then like half of a squad of guys gets out, and it's pretty obvious what happened to the other half.
Okay, cool. Well, that's the two questions I had. Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you.
All right, we've got about 10 minutes left. So if you've got any burning questions, get them in now.
10 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because of your socks.
Terrible. Listen, because I'm not, we're all trying really hard to find the guy that did this.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
yeah. I'm looking at the timeline in the software, and I know how much.
Okay. Computer.
All right, Battle Doge wants to talk. Shush.
Hello again.
Hello.
Hey. So during the development of infantry, was there any task that was particularly, like, you thought it'd be difficult, but it was in fact very easy, and vice versa?
Hmm.
Oh, Christ.
My favorite example is one that was kind of both at the same time. So I don't know if you've seen, they can throw grenades. I don't know if any of the current scenarios give them the opportunity to do that, because I think the main one with troop-on-troop combat was Valley, and it's not in the build. But if they get close enough to each other, they will start hurling grenades. Implementing grenades so that they can hit an arbitrary point with elevation changes and whatever, at first seemed like it was going to be really annoying, and then I found that somebody had already solved the problem and posted the formula, and it became instantly very easy. that was probably the one that sticks out in my mind.
As far as what I thought would be relatively simple but became arduous was also grenades. It wasn't the formula that Josh was just talking about, but it was the setup and interaction states that basically followed from grenades. We had, at that time when I had brought it, when I had started working on it, and I had gone back and forth over a couple months on this, we had already had a system put together for how troops interacted with their weaponry, made shots, determined what threats are, that sort of thing. And then I came in and said, all right, I want to take something off your guys' plate. What is it? And Jaden at the time was like, grenades would be good. We should, like, see that in action. Because there were, like, animations and sounds and effects we needed to do alongside that. I'm like, okay, cool, that's not going to take very long. Fucking last words right there, because that took an obscenely long amount of time to integrate into a system that kind of just had the assumption baked in that was just like, okay, you're going to be firing a gun. Grenades, like, don't exist, and that's how it goes. Now, some of that came from some assumptions with the architecture that we need to build on top of, and some of it came from, okay, it's just old tech debt that we've got to get used to and work with. But for the most part, it was very much a, oh my god, this should not be taking this long. And I remember going to Josh and the inner team when I'm giving my status about this and saying, like, yeah, I'm still on grenades. Kevin being like, oh man, you need a win. You've just been on this forever. Whoever thought this would be, whoever thought would take this long, and I'm just like, yep. Yeah. I angered some deity, and then it's
it's a easy feature. 20 minutes. You don't even need the nods.
My God.
Yeah. Would you say that the journey to having grenades working has been a bit of an obscene odyssey?
I hate you. you suck. Yep. That's what I gotta say to that.
That's right.
Well, that's a pretty fascinating look into it. Glad it turned out well in the end. And that it's as fleshed out as it is.
Me too.
Good job.
Oh, yeah. All that being said, now there are some quirks here and there, but grenades are working and we have plans for different types of throwables, so I am
fine with this set.
Yeah, there are assets in the project for anti-tank grenades and smoke grenades. I'm not sure which phase of infantry improvements will bring those, but it is on the list.
Cool. I guess I'll cede the stage for anyone else who wants to get a question in.
Alrighty. Next up we have DP Abrams, T-77. Mic is muted.
Okay, sorry about that.
There we go. All good.
So speaking of infantry, the bayonets. I don't see a lot of photos referenced in the time period with bayonets on anybody's weapons, but designer's choice, I guess. But that being said, bayonet charges.
No, they are only cosmetic. They're actually just randomized. We can turn their incidents up or down as we see fit, but as far as the actual AI goes, their close quarters options are switch to full auto and throw grenades, and that's probably how it'll stay.
Okay. You're gonna have the clues.
Sorry, just to add to that, sure. When he says only cosmetic, the bayonets don't modify accuracy, they do nothing else.
Sure. It's just odd seeing a bayonet on an M16. I don't know if I've ever seen one. Except maybe from, I don't know, Vietnam era. More specific on infantry, the inclusion of other infantry weapons, you kind of glossed, covered some of that, but I haven't seen anything on grenade launchers or infantry grenade launchers.
The models for them exist. There's a image kicking around somewhere that shows like every AK variant or many of them, the combinations, because it's a modular kit. And it includes the GP25 or whatever it was, the underbarrel. There's the M16 image, which includes the M203. However, that's not a guarantee that we'll add them because they need their own... Well, we need to research how often they would show up in squads, make some AI adjustments to let them be used appropriately, all that stuff. So it's certainly on the list of things that we are interested in adding, to the point that we made assets for them just in case, but I don't know when or if they would arrive.
Got it. So last thing, as an enthusiastic player of your own game here, what vehicle or system are you looking most forward to releasing, or, you know, playing yourself if you already get to do that?
I'm honestly pretty excited about the Leopard 2 because I've never been a Leopard 2 fanboy, and it'll be interesting to see what everybody else sees in it and how it compares to the Abrams experience.
I'd go with that. It's been talked about internally for a while, and I am very much a normie, so I've only really seen the stuff that you can see from a Battlefield game perspective, which is just like any of the standard T-72 stuff or Abrams. So I want to see what it's about.
Well, thanks, guys. Appreciate the work that you do.
Thank you for the questions.
And the support. All right. I believe that brings us to an hour. We have about 30 seconds left.
They want... They want leaks. I don't really feel like it. I'm tired.
We don't really have one in the pipe. Because all of our time and effort has been going into getting infantry ready. And for the most part, these days, like, if Harry's got something that he wants to leak, he just smacks it into the appropriate channels. I wonder if there's one that we can promote from one channel to the other.
Probably. You can probably just copy something and throw it out there, yeah.
Hello. I'm
having a hard time thinking of one, though. What's up, Nico?
While you think about that, I invited Nico in to be French on the podcast, so what's up?
Suggestion. I'm going to be a champion of the people for once, giving them access to the infantry.
Giving what to the infantry? Sorry, could you repeat that?
Giving access to the poor people that are like Ivy, I think. That's the lowest tier right now.
Okay.
That would be Christmas in advance for them. And that's the only time I'm going to be nice towards you poor people.
Are you suggesting that we release a test build for every patron?
I mean, that would make them happy.
We've already got enough feedback to look through. I don't know if that's going to happen, boss.
I rejoice when I see them suffer, but that's a suggestion. You do you.
I can't believe I put my trust into you. I invited you on here for good ideas, and you come in here with these poor people ideas. What's wrong with you?
I'm a champion of the people.
Yeah, sure. All right, Nico. Say goodbye.
No, I won't.
Well, you got time.
I'm going to talk in a continuous stream until you kick me out.
Oh, thank you. Look at that.
I was trying to find the button, but all I found were like the kick and ban ones. And as fun as that would have been, I didn't want to do that to him.
Yeah. Well, it's a chance he had to take.
Anyway.
Yeah, we don't have any leaks on tap. I just checked. There's not really anything.
Okay.
There's stuff that people are working on that would be really, really cool to show, but we have not acquired permission to show it because we like to ask the people who are making stuff, hey, is this at a state where you want people to see it yet? And when that happens, I'm sure we'll have plenty more to show. But for now, it's just a regular old Q&A about a fairly imminent big feature. I think that'll be okay for now.
Yeah. You guys will be fine. Also, thank you for supporting us.
Yeah, also, we love you.
All right. I'm hungry.
Me too.
We gotta go.
Yes, finally the hunger anger is coming out.
Thanks everyone for the support, and we'll see you again next month.
See you.